From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's the first in a two-part series dedicated to the Launch Music Conference. On April 26th, 27th, and 28th, hundreds of bands performed on 20 stages across the city of Lancaster. During the day, music industry professionals held workshops and sessions at the convention center, and vendors filled the trade show floor. The Wood Stove House was there with our good friends at Tri-State Indie, your local, regional, and national online independent music news source. We had an opportunity to chat with a handful of bands from across the country, four of which will be featured on today's program. Complimentary video versions of these interviews will be featured at tristateindie.com in the coming weeks. Be sure to follow the Wood Stove House and Tri-State Indie on Facebook and Twitter to stay in the loop. Coming up, conversations with the Ballroom Thieves from Boston, Massachusetts, New York's Laura Stevenson and the Cans, and Pete Bush from the Steel City, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Getting us started is My Pet Dragon, joining us from the Big Apple. Here's a taste of MPD with the title track from their latest album, Mountains and Cities, on a Launch Music Conference special edition of Around the Wood Stove. That was Mountains and Cities from My Pet Dragon on Around the Wood Stove. I caught up with Todd and Rena from MPD at the 2012 Launch Music Conference. For the Wood Stove House in Tri-State Indy, I'm Jason Mundock. This is Launch 2012, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and joining me is My Pet Dragon from New York City. Thanks so much for taking some time to chat with me about your music.
Our pleasure.
This is Todd and Rena. Doing Launch, you guys played last night, a showcase last night. I was able to catch some. It was awesome. I hope you've enjoyed it. Have you been to Lancaster before?
My first time ever.
Great. Well, welcome.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm glad you're here. It's been a real pleasure for me digging into your story online and hearing the music you've been putting out. I'd like to talk a little bit about the album, the last album from last year. But let's start with how this band came together, because a lot of times, you know, it's kind of like, well, I put an ad in the paper and blah, blah, blah. But I think your story was a little bit different from that. Can you tell me how My Pet Dragon formed originally?
Yeah, there was no Craigslist ad for this band. I came to New York about 10 years ago from upstate New York. So I came down to New York City, crashed with my uncle, and eventually through some college friends, I met Raj Madela, our drummer. And he had just moved to Brooklyn. So we were jamming out there, and then one night his roommate threw a party, and that's where I met Rena. And so the band was basically formed in Brooklyn. Through just friends and friends of friends, we finally got hooked up with Mario on bass. So, I mean, a lot happened in that span of 5-6 years.
Okay.
We just kind of would go to open mics, and she would dance, and I would loop guitars and just kind of create on the fly, and that's how the band kind of started.
Oh, it's a great sound. It's a really I like it because it's spacey. You know, you've got sort of an ambient under, you know, under layer to the music, but yet it's very accessible, very upbeat and fun.
Yeah.
Talk about your live show. Just like if I'm watching this and I want to come see my Pendragon play, what is a fan or an audience member, a prospective fan?
Yes.
What do they expect? What do they see?
I'm obviously just the sound. I think is just it's kind of, you know, an epic sounding show. It's really really sonically gorgeous and visually, you know, with me playing keys and doing my, you know, my Indian dancing, Indian dance inspired moves, you know, in terms of I'm a classically trained Bharatanatyam dancer, and so I tend to interpret Todd's music with some of that movement on stage and kind of my own reified dance moves as well.
I think it separates us just because it's different looking visually. There's no dance moves. She just moves to the music and feels it
as it's happening.
And I think a lot of our shows, depending on our mood, can be totally different. So I think in that aspect, we almost have a jam band-like quality in that every time you see us, it's a little bit different depending on what's going on and what songs we want to include. We don't necessarily sound like a jam band, but I think that sort of emotional connection.
The spirit of the jam band, yeah.
So, every show is different. It's a different adventure for us depending on the sound and the room and the crowd. And we just try and bring a lot of positive energy and get people riled up and dancing.
Nice. Let's talk about some of the tracks from the album. We'll start with the single Moonshine. It's definitely my favorite song on the album. It's such a good hook.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit of the backstory behind that song and then what it's been doing for you lately?
Honestly, I was laying in bed. I had writer's block for a few months, and that song literally just came to me at 4 in the morning. I just heard this strumming.
Have you been drinking?
No. I didn't do anything. I was perfectly sober. That's what's crazy about it. And I was just, I just had this beat, you know, and this strum in my head. And I went into we were living in Brooklyn at the time, and I was just went into my little cove, my little corner of the apartment. And I think I recorded all the basic stuff, just the whole song, all the lyrics, everything. It was crazy.
In the dark of the night, you put your hands together and you pray. For the sweetest of souls who will listen to everything you say. Cause we're both beating hearts, what a shame we found each other too late. Well, your time is like the sun, your time is like the moon, baby. Let's drink some moonshine.
I'm Jason Mundock with the Woodstove House and Tri-State Indie Launch Music Conference 2012 edition of Around the Woodstove. Back to our conversation with New York City's My Pet Dragon. Let's go to another track on the album, Flow. This one really stood out to me.
Yeah.
Because it's a little different from the other songs that you're, in the album.
It's a two-chord song. You know, it's all based on our drummer with his beat. And that was another one that I was in my apartment. And we have a small place, and all of a sudden this big song came to me, just this wide sounding thing, and I was listening to a lot of Radiohead in rainbows at the time. So it's very inspired by that just constant flow of energy that kind of just keep it moving forward. Don't have any tricks, nothing. Just let the beat kind of progress the song.
That's a great track. That was My Pet Dragon with Flo from their latest album, Mountains and Cities.
There was a song that you played last night during your showcase at the end that felt like a little bit of a shift in direction. Can you talk about that? I didn't recognize the song, but can you talk about that song?
It's called Come Out, Come Out, and it will definitely be on our next record whenever the record comes out. But that's kind of where I want to take this, where I can put my guitar down a little bit and pick up the trumpet and kind of let our bass and drummer do their thing and let Rena do some nice ethereal stuff on the keyboards and just open up the sound a little. Not that I want to get it totally away from guitars. I love guitars more than anything. But
so it's a balance, you know? Yeah. And that was a really nice part of the showcase, was to see you expand a little bit.
Rena's excited about that, too.
I know.
We have a lot of new songs we're excited about.
I'd like to talk for just a minute about this, some other projects that you guys have worked on. Particularly this one, is it Sita and Sita Sings?
Sita Sings the Blues.
Yeah.
Sita Sings the Blues, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that project. There are clues about it on your website, but I didn't understand the full project.
Yeah, no, so the full project, it was the film, it's an animated feature film by filmmaker Nina Paley. One woman, she made the movie over like 5 years, 3 years of time over 5 years on her home computer, and it's based on the Ramayana, but from the female perspective. And so in that, she ended up having some like dialogue within the characters of the story. So I play the speaking voice of Sita in the film, and while we were working on the movie, Nina was talking to me about film composers. And I said, my husband Todd, I think, would really, really dig, what you're doing. And, it's just, it's a beautifully, beautiful story, but heartbreaking at the same time if you see it. Because, she tells the story of the Ramayana, as I said, from Sita's point of view, but she parallels her own story of what happened to her in her own life.
Oh, nice.
At the same time. We ended up getting Todd on board to, do the score for the film.
That's fantastic.
And I ended up singing, a track in Hindi in the film as well, called Agni Pariksha. It's been, it's been at film festivals worldwide for years now, and it's still going. I think over like 200 or 300, and it's being used as an educational tool too in colleges.
Oh, that's great,
And teaching about, Indian mythology and all of that, but I don't know,
It was fun working on it because it was a very unique story, and the animation is completely unique. She uses flash animation, but she uses real pieces of art, and then she's drawing also on a tablet. And it's won a ton of awards, and I'm really happy for Nina.
We'll link up to it for sure from the website so that people can find out more about it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations on that great project. That's excellent. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your schedule to talk to me about your music and these other projects. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much.
I met you, I felt something in the air. Sudden change left its traces everywhere. I was lost out on the road. I was weary-eyed and broken on my own. Yeah, I was waiting on the sun or some other god to guide me home.
Next up on Around the Wood Stove is the Ballroom Thieves, an indie folk trio from Boston, Massachusetts.
For the Wood Stove House in Tri-State Indy, this is Jason Mundock. Tri-State Indy Live, we're at Launch 2012, Lancaster, PA, welcoming Ballroom Thieves to Lancaster. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All the way from Boston, Massachusetts.
Little drive.
We're glad you're with us. Joining me is Devin, Martin, and Rachel.
That's right.
All right. Who plays what in the band?
I play percussion. I actually play a djembe down on its side with an orchestral bass drum, mallet, and sing. Martin plays guitar and sings, lead vocals, and Rachel plays cello and sings.
Great. So I want to talk a little bit about this this EP that you just came out with a couple months ago, called The Devil and the Deep. It's getting a lot of spins at the Wood Stove House. We're really enjoying
awesome.
It. It's really, you know, upbeat, lively, fun. It makes me want to see you live. Tell me first, if I come to see your band live, if I first heard the record and I come to see your band live, what am I going to expect when I come to a Ballroom Thieves show? Tell me what the show's like.
I mean, I think the music really comes alive. We put a lot of heart and soul, like passion into our performances. We just, you know, that's when we get to show off kind of what we do. And we get into the shows. We've been playing a lot of college shows, so we love it when the audiences get into it and everything, and the college kids are great with that. So
yeah, man. Do you get outside of the New England area often?
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to be in the NACA college circuit.
Oh, so right,
We do play quite a bit up and down the East Coast. We've been on a few smaller tours that we've built ourselves. You know, it's been definitely a grassroots effort. But our main hub is Boston, and we've been all over the place at this point, but we're trying to expand even further. So yeah.
That's great. I saw on your website that you're preferred artist with Martin Guitars. I think that's your department.
Yeah, that's
right.
How
did that come about?
I mean, we got in touch with them because we had some family contacts that worked there and sent them a disc of some stuff that I did by myself early on. And, you know, it's not a sponsorship by any means, but they help out a little bit here and there, so it's nice.
That's great. Did you swing by the plant on your way through?
Yeah, not on the way through. I went there to pick up my guitar, actually, when I got it about a year ago. And it was amazing to see the whole factory and how it all comes together. And it's really cool, really cool
great.
Experience. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this album a little bit. Tell me about the process of recording it. Tell me what it was like and how you went about making this album.
This is the first album we actually did in a real studio where we weren't the ones doing all the production and doing all the recording and everything. So it was a lot of fun from that end. And we really gave ourselves a lot of creativity and a lot of time to really make the album the way we wanted to make it, and that's actually how we added Rachel to the band. Initially, she was hired as a session musician for the band, just for this album for a couple songs, and we liked her because she's so likable.
Congratulations!
and so we asked her to come along, and she puts up with us, so that's good.
What was that like for you then, stepping into a band as a session player, and then ending up in the band?
Well, I guess it was cool because there was a period in which I didn't know this so well, but we were already working together in pretty close quarters. I was just coming to a bunch of rehearsals and sort of working out how we would be adding the cello. Initially, Martin said, I really want cello on this one song, maybe two, I don't know, we'll see. And then by the time that they saw that it worked and there were more options maybe than they had thought of previously, because I was showing them, well, I could do this too, and that works better with the faster song, and so we have cello in all the songs, and I don't know, it was really cool to be part of that process, because it's really intense, and you get to know a lot about people when they're making an album, because you know that you're doing something that you're going to have to live with for a long time, so learning about kind of artistic decisions that they make, and their relationship. These guys have been friends for so long that I was just feeling that there was a really solid personal element and a really solid musical element, and I'm happy to be here with them.
Let's get into some of the songs on this record. I've only had it for just a couple of days to check out, and there's a few songs that really jumped out at me. I'd like to hear the story behind. The first is Loose Lips. This is the opening track. It's a great way to open a record. talk about that song a little bit. Tell me about it.
It's kind of, I don't know, it's not as laid back as the other stuff, you know, and lyrically it's really, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and it's about girls that are, for lack of a better term, jerks. So it kind of, you know, it kind of came out of some personal stuff and has evolved since then, so it's, yeah, I think it's a, definitely a likable tune.
Shot from the hip, and I'm surrounded by tricks, and all these loose lips, and better stay away from my ship. You might have what I like, no, no, I can't deny that, but tell me, how do you stand straight with all them knives in your back? Oh, no, no, I got nothing but time. You know, no, no, what I mean. Oh, no, no, babe, I'm gonna get mine, and don't you ever try to take it from me. Substance and taste, am I just another beat with the bass that makes your hips shake? I know that you'll be leaving, those eyes have been deceiving me since I made you believe that I believe what you believe. And oh no, no, I got nothing but time. You know, no, no, what I mean. Oh no, no, babe, I'm gonna get mine, and don't you ever try to take it from me.
That was Loose Lips from my guests The Ballroom Thieves from Boston, Massachusetts on a Launch 2012 Wood Stove House and Tri-State Indie Special Edition of Around the Wood Stove. Another song that really jumps out is Delia. Tell me about Delia.
Delia is a really personal song. It's kind of about exploring the options of being a musician in the world we live in right now, and where do we go, you know, and how do you even do that, and how do you even begin to do that. And it's kind of it was named after a famous female explorer, and I'm actually not a female, but
are you an explorer?
I am an explorer, and that's kind of what I modeled the song after, is being a musician in this day and age is like exploring, you know, because there's so many different ways that it can be done, right and wrong, and no one really knows. There's not like a cookie cutter way to do it, you know, and so that's kind of how the song came about.
What are you learning about that process? Like, what has happened for you since, well, we'll say go back the last 6 months? You've recorded this album, you're touring. What surprises?
We've really seen hard work pay off, and we've had a lot of people kind of in our corner helping us out. Like our manager Livingston has really done a great job, and it's just, you know. A lot of times you don't really think that if you put this work in, then this will happen. You know, it's kind of like you put it in and then you hope something happens. But
right.
we've seen our work pay off quite a bit. I mean, we've been really happy with the way things are going.
And just something to add is our fan base has been fantastic, and it's really cool to see the loyalty. And you know, we promote something now, and then everybody kind of takes it upon themselves. We've got people everywhere promoting for us, and you know, pulling for us, and it's just great to have that support. And that's something that I think, you know, yes, him and I toured for a few years together, but we've really seen that jump and escalate just so much in the last 8 months.
I think there's been a shift in the music business, and I think Kickstarter and crowdfunding has been part of that transition. And the shift, I think, is that the power is being put in the hands of the fan.
Yeah, definitely.
And they can vote with the checkbook, and they can say, you know what, I'm really going to back this. I'm going to give $50. Or I'm going to, even though I don't, whatever the prize is, you know, it's like, that's almost secondary.
Yeah.
But we, you know, that really has taken off, and that shift, I think, is not a coincidence, that people are really taking some ownership in bands, and it's a great turn, because there was a dark period there, right, in the music, where it felt like that this was just going to end up being glorified hobbies with nice equipment.
Yeah.
I haven't got away with women, but I wouldn't mind to get away with you.
find some time, slip between the lines, and let it all in its own way fall into view. I've never been crazy about the easy way. Take a tunnel through the mountain and you miss the lakes. But I'm alright, not under covers with my eyes shut tight. I'm a first class lover and I'm coming to your city and state. Might ask, what are you waiting for? And I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I'm not quite sure. You might ask, what are you waiting for? What am I waiting for? What am I waiting for?
Delia by the Ballroom Thieves. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove, a special Launch Music Conference edition brought to you by the Wood Stove House and Tri-State Indie.
And congratulations on a new album and the success you've been having.
Thank you.
Welcome again to Lancaster. I know you guys just rolled into town. I hope you have a great conference. I hope you have some great showcase. You're playing twice tonight,
right,
and tomorrow night. So enjoy the conference. And for the Wood Stove House and Tri-State Indie, I'm Jason Mundock. This is Tri-State Indie Live.
Thank you, guys.
Ballroom Thieves.
Don't forget to visit us online at woodstovehouse.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter, check us on Facebook and Twitter, and link up to all the great artists you hear each week on Around the Woodstove. This weekend on May 5th and 6th, Woodstove House presents our latest theater event called Playgrounds Theater on Site, and we're an official stop on Lancaster's Art Walk. Three plays written by three area playwrights will be performed at three locations in Lancaster City. All performances start at Lemon Street Market, 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. You, the audience, will move from site to site to catch the action. On Saturday, May 5th, showtime is at 3:45 p.m., and on Sunday, May 6th, there are two performances, one at 1:15 p.m. and the other at 3:45 p.m. More details can be found at woodstovehouse.com/playgrounds. Don't miss this unique theater experience on the streets of Lancaster. And check out lancasterartwalk.org for all of the events happening in Lancaster this weekend.
All I could pray for is that you please wait for me until I am a master of mine, until I have learned everything. Then I swear we can go away for just as long as you think that you could take it. You should know that I'm often difficult. And we'll move to an away. Won't break our fingers when we wake up. And we'll stay inside of shape. And we will never, ever worry. Never, ever worry.
Next up on the program is Laura Stevenson and the Cans from New York City, on a special Launch 2012 edition of Around the Wood Stove.
For the Wood Stove House in Tri-State Indy, I'm Jason Mundock. We're at Launch 2012 with Laura Stevenson and the Cans from Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for stopping in and seeing us.
Thank you for having us.
And welcome to Lancaster. You had a showcase last night at the Chameleon Club with the Fleece Brothers. How was the show? How did it go?
It was awesome. Fleece Brothers, we had played with them the night before. We know the drummer David, so it was really exciting for us to be playing with them. And then last night the club was so cool that it was just like an explosion of good vibes.
A whole lot of awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of awesome.
That's good. There's been so many great shows. It's been, you know, the great thing about a festival, right, is you get to see and meet all these great new people. But of course the tough part is that you don't get to see
everything.
You don't get to see like 60-70% of what you want to see.
Right.
So I'm really glad that you had a great show. I want to talk a little bit about the album that came out last year, Sit Resist. But we'll go back even further, because I thought it was really cool that I was digging around online, and the record, the first album, right? Mm-hmm. Downloaded over 25,000 times. It's an independent record.
It's
Is that independent record? That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, we released it ourselves, and my buddy Jeff put it up on Quote Unquote Records, which is like a digital download donation-based record label.
Right, nice.
And it's just like a bunch of bands that are friends with each other, and it's like the community of people that are into the music are all, it's just kind of like this national community of like DIY bands and DIY show-going people. So it was really cool. And then Asian Man Records picked it up 2 years later. We released 3 new songs, tacked them on at the end, and so it's like now we have it in vinyl too, so it's cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So the new album, or the latest album, Sit Resist, came out in last year, right, 2011. Mm-hmm. Is this the lineup that played on that album?
Yes, except the drummer is different.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a different drummer for that.
I think the one thing that jumps out about that album to me is the dynamics. Like, that's, you know, that's the take. Like, someone said, well, what's, describe that album more. It's dynamics. It's this nice, in some cases, nice kind of emotional singer-songwriter acoustic stuff, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the song maybe peaks at a, you know, like at a mountain, right? And it comes back down. It's a really dynamic record.
Thank you. Yeah, we all come from kind of like punk rock background, so we really like emotionally charged and like powerful music, but we also really like powerful music that's quieter and has its own kind of like quieter beauty, so
subtle
kind
power.
So I think like blending those things together is, I don't know, really important for us, I guess.
Do you have a favorite song on the album?
I like I See Dark. It's the last one. I think just because that one is the most important to me personally.
Sure.
But, yeah. I don't know. What do you like?
You said that you had the most fun recording Montauk Monster, too, right?
Yes.
As far as the process of recording it?
Yeah, that one was so laid back. We kind of just all, like, went crazy, and we did a lot of hand clapping and foot stomping and yelling.
Yeah, that's one of the songs that really stood out for me. A lot of times when I'm listening to a new record, I'll just kind of put it on in the background, and then when a song catches my attention, I'll go make a note of, you know, and then keep coming, the ones that I keep coming back to, and that was definitely one that came back. Starts with the banjo and guitar, right?
Yeah.
And then launches, so, and it sounded like a big party at the end.
It turned into a big party. It was just really fun. We all were just smiling the whole time.
Yeah, Pete was partying on it.
He's the one who goes, woo, at the end.
Okay.
But it was really cool, and yeah, I don't know. So just like the amount of fun we had, I feel like really translates into the experience of listening to it. I just feel like it's fun. But maybe I'm just remembering how much fun I had personally.
That's all right to have that, right?
But yeah, you know. Better than having a miserable time and just remembering that when you listen to a song. But I don't think we've ever done that. We're not really miserable ever, I'd say.
No.
Yeah.
It's great, man.
We're pretty well adjusted.
That was Montauk Monster from Laura Stevenson and the Cans on Around the Wood Stove. The band joined us at the Tri-State Indie Booth at the 2012 Launch Music Conference in downtown Lancaster. A song that that I think really highlights the dynamics, at least for me, the one that really caught my attention in that regard was 808. It starts with that kind of sweet thing, and then you've got those three hits.
Your basement.
right? That bang through it. And yeah. I love the way that the song ends with the same three, same three hits. Can you talk about that song? Tell me the backstory.
Sure. Well, I was having a sad time, as I'm wont to do. But I was having a bad summer. I don't know. I was just really depressed. I was like done with school, but I was like listless and I didn't know what I was doing. And so, I don't know. I was having a bummer summer. So I wrote the song and I was trying to like ruin everything else that was good in my life while I was sad, because you got to get like real sad if you're going to be sad. You got to ruin everything. So, but I tried. And then the person that I was in love with was like, "I'm not going to let you ruin this." And I was like, "You know what? You're right." And it worked out. So, still in love. Everything's going all right for me. But yeah.
But at least it proves that whatever you take on, you really take on.
Exactly.
You do it with 100%. You bring 100%.
Yeah, if I'm going
to
ruin my life, I'm going to do it with gusto.
You got to hit rock bottom before you can get better, right?
Yeah.
There's a ghost way up the northeast coast, and
each year, the Launch Music Conference brings hundreds of bands and music industry professionals to Lancaster City. One of those bands this year is New York's Laura Stevenson and the Cans on Around the Wood Stove. One other thing I wanted to ask you about is the Day Trotter session from last year. I just learned about that maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I haven't really had a chance to talk to a band who's done one of these, but they seem like a really cool time. It's really neat to watch the images that they do come out.
Because
every band's, I guess, press photo or whatever photo they use gets turned into that sort of artsy,
cartoonish
kinda, looking.
Yeah.
So your Day Trotter session was in June of last year?
Yes. Ish. It was during South by Southwest?
No. We did it on the tour that our record came out. We recorded it, I think, in March, and our record came out in April, but the session didn't get released until June. Yeah, so.
Tell me what that was like, doing the Day Trotter session. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it was a blast. It was that they had like a... It's like a satellite studio. Like, they usually do their recordings in Rock Hill,
Ohio? Illinois.
Illinois. Rock Hill, Illinois. Rock Island, Illinois. And but then, I guess, during South by Southwest, they opened, like, a new studio in Austin where they were doing sessions during South by Southwest. And then, I guess, that was working out so well that they decided to keep doing recordings at that studio. It was a really great studio. Big Orange Studio?
I think it was called Big Orange.
Yeah. And it was great. We just went in and kind of like blasted out 4 songs and then went and played our show at Emo's that night. You know, like, I don't know. It was really fun. And the guy played, the guy had just recently recorded Reggie Watts' Day Trotter session. So we got to hear that and it wasn't out yet. And it was fun. Like, it was a good time.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to hearing yours. I just saw that yesterday that you had put that out. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking the time to sit down and chat with us.
Oh, of course.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. And we really like Lancaster.
Best of luck, really, on everything that you're doing. If you're in the area, definitely check in and let us know you're coming, and we'll help you any way we can.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
I'm pulling at me, you are my regret. Though I'm hardly done yet, I will make myself a table from a glowing cable. But if your friend has no reward, what are you holding back for? The life you're toting ahead is only like a triad for more.
Pete Bush comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on a special Launch 2012 edition of Around the Wood Stove, brought to you by the Wood Stove House and Tri-State Indy.
Welcome to Lancaster. Pete Bush plays with Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi.
Yes, I do.
And in town for Launch, of course. And you showcased last night, right?
Yes.
Where'd you play?
At the Tap Room.
How was the show?
It was really good. It was like it was really packed, and the people were really great, and you know, they were all ears. And
had you been to Lancaster before?
I played last year.
At Launch.
At Launch.
All right.
It was an interesting show. At the very last minute, the rest of the band couldn't make it, so it was just me, acoustic, and I didn't know at the time, but I had been in a car wreck, like a really small car wreck, but I had whiplash, and so I didn't know what was going on, but like I hit the first big note, and like blinding, paralyzing headache, crippling me, like, you know, sort of thing. I don't even remember like what I played, if I played it right or whatever, but it was still, by the end of it, I was like, thanks, good night. I think I played like 4 songs. Like that was about all I could muster.
Where do you remember the venue that you
played? Marion Courtroom. So, but yeah, it was all things considered, it was pretty good. I met Sam Campbell from Gig Spots that night. It was so he was just like, "Oh, great job." Like great.
You should see me without whiplash.
You should see. Totally different show. Yeah. But no, it was good.
So I know that we have a lot of mutual friends out in the Pittsburgh scene. What's going on in Pittsburgh these days as far as the music scene? Tell me.
It's going great. There's a lot of bands like that are just helping each other out, and it's just the scene's just really growing, and you know, people are going to each other's shows, and more people are coming out, and it's there's a lot of people making videos, and you know, kind of doing like this PittsburghScene.com that is like only does Pittsburgh bands.
Nice.
And it's just like it's really focusing on the scene, and I think it's really making a difference. So
that's great to hear about a scene coming together.
Yeah, totally.
Building community around, you know, around music and the arts. The latest CD is called Idaho.
Yes, it is.
Came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you record it? Tell me about the making of this.
We recorded that at the Magpie Cage in Baltimore. With Jay Robbins from band Jawbox and Burning Airlines, and he's one of my all-time favorites. His bands are just always influenced me.
Right.
And so it was just a thrill to be able to work with him. And he's the kind of engineer that goes for like the emotional take, like the one that like felt the most energetic, that we were like, you know, he's not looking for like the perfect, you know, we were
right
in time, like sort of thing. It's just like that one just felt great. So that's what's on there, and I think it's just, I'm really proud of the record.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the songs on it. We'll start with the first one, a track called Ceiling Mirror.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about that one.
It's a bit of a more of the rockin' side of us. It's a little bit of an older song, but it's kind of, it's about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of the album focuses on relationships, kind of the ups and downs of it.
Sure.
It kind of starts off with the, like, you know, I'm done with this. Like, you know, I give up. This is terrible. And Ceiling Mirror is kind of the start of that. Like, kind of the realizing, like, I am not good at this sort of thing. So, it starts off kind of aggressive and a little bit bitter for the record.
That was Ceiling Mirror from the album Idaho by my guest Pete Bush. Pete joined us in Lancaster last weekend for the 2012 Launch Music Conference.
Yeah, the last song is the title track, Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah, get into that one a little bit. Tell me about that one.
Idaho is like is completely different. It's like a really kind of a softer song. It was actually just me and Jesse. We finished writing it in the studio. Like I didn't have all the words, which is I do that a lot. Like I'm
right. Engineers love that.
Slacker, yeah. It's like so we're writing it right there. But we recorded it just like Jesse and I just sat in the room and played the song, and that's what's on there. But the song is pretty much about like, you know, meeting somebody that like completely changed that idea of like, you know, this is hopeless, this whole relationship right. thing. And then you meet right. somebody and they're like, you know what, maybe it's not. Like this is it could work. So it kind of ends on a high sort of thing.
By the time you hear this, the big novelty act will be gone. The details removed from the gifts and the photographs. We don't speak now, just keep times from afar. Major holiday greetings, update how we are. But who can forget the old road trip body that made out of oh, that let me know the surface is real. You
That was the title track from the latest album, Idaho, by Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi on Around the Wood Stove. So what's the future hold? What's the summer look like for Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi?
Well, we've been playing a lot of out-of-town gigs. We're going to play a couple more in-town shows back in Pittsburgh. We're going to do a couple more festivals. We're doing the Arts Festival and some things like that. And I'm going to try a different approach to the next record of just, we're going to record individual songs. We're just going to focus on one song at a time and then put it together hopefully by fall, winter.
Yeah.
We're going to have maybe like, you know, 8 songs sort of deal going on. But I wanted to try that because like our songs, we're not so like, you've never heard anything like us, but it's like the songs are very different from one another. So it's hard to be like, we're like this.
You know, right.
So
keep us posted.
Absolutely.
And when the new record comes out, make sure you let us know. And if you get down to Central Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, you know,
yes,
make sure you know keep us posted, and we'll help you out any way we can.
Absolutely.
For Tri-State Indie Live in the Woodstove House, this is Jason Mundock with Pete Bush from Pete Bush and the Hoi Polloi. Big thanks to My Pet Dragon, the Ballroom Thieves, Laura Stevenson in the Cans, and Pete Bush for taking time out of busy conference schedules to join us for Tri-State Indie Live sessions at this year's 2012 Launch Music Conference in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Tri-State Indie is your online source for independent music news, covering local, regional, and national acts every day, and live at over 40 festivals a year. We also recently launched the new Artist Spotlight series at Tri-State's website. Look for the Woodstove House logo when you visit Tri-State online at tristateindie.com. You can link up with all the bands featured on today's program at woodstovehouse.com, where you can also check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Woodstove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.